Venerable religious and my dear parishioners, there was a detail in the gospel for today that I noticed, and there are many things that we might take from this gospel as a lesson, but this detail was our Lord said to the man, "Arise, take up thy pallet, and go to thy house." And he arose and went away to his house. Sacred Scripture does not relate any words from this man. Perhaps there were words of gratitude for having been so miraculously cured, but they're not recorded here. It simply says, he arose and went away to his house in silence. And that is what I'd like to speak about today, is silence. We know that it is easy to hyperbolize the present. We can make an exaggeration of things. Well, these are the worst times in all of history. Never have things been so bad in this direction or that direction. It's an easy thing to say because, well, we've never lived through the rest of history, so how would we know for sure? But I believe that it is not hyperbole, and that we're not guessing, if we were to say these are the noisiest times in all of history. And by noisy, I mean perhaps even physically noisy, with automobiles, all sorts of noisy locomotion, cell phones and technology of every kind, just literally, physically being noisy. But much more than this, I mean that noise that is of the mind and of the spirit. It is a culture that we have imbibed here in the United States, really very much to a degree that I believe is lamentable. There is this culture of busy, busy, busy. We always have to be busy. And we know that this is a good thing, in one sense. Idle hands are the devil's plaything, as the saying goes. So we should be busy, but not frantically busy. So often this can be the case. We have a day that is just packed with things. We have work, and then we have school, and then we have sports, and then we have all the extracurriculars, and then we have to go to piano lessons, and then lo and behold, you get back and we have to scarf down a dinner so that you can get your homework done before you rinse and repeat and do the day over again, over and over and over. And sometimes we find ourselves perhaps getting to the close of the day, 8 or 9 o'clock, and my goodness, we haven't even prayed a rosary. Children, come on, hurry up. Let's pray a rosary. I believe this is not God's will. It is not healthy, this kind of noise. If we are to look at the lives of the saints, those men and women who were determined above all else to make themselves holy, to make the focus, the very focus of their lives, getting to heaven and pleasing Almighty God. This is something we see in a very marked degree. In fact, the religious orders, this is something universal to every religious order and congregation. There are going to be rules about silence. Some orders have taken this to the furthest extreme. For instance, the Trappists, who do not speak at all. So determined are they to observe silence. Silence physically, yes, but most importantly, that silence of the heart, of the mind, and of the soul. The other orders have more relaxed, or we might say less strict, rules for silence. We might call it a conventual silence, where we try to keep quiet. We don't speak frivolously. We speak out of charity, certainly speak when it's necessary, but try to keep quiet. And what is the purpose for the silence? Is it being quiet for the sake of being quiet, just so that we don't annoy one another? Or no, the reason for this silence is recollection. And what do I mean by recollection? Really simply put, that is doing our best to remember the presence of God. Doing our best to remember the presence of God. Because this noise that has become so much a part of our culture and our daily lives, this is the terrible effect of all of that noise, is that we forget about Almighty God. We become so concerned with the practical things. We give very little, if maybe no time, to Almighty God. And my dear friends, does this even make sense? After all, we have been given that incredible knowledge that this is not our home. This is really just a short journey on the way to our true home, eternity, our home being heaven. And so if that is the purpose of our very existence, why is it that we think so little of it? Well, it's because we are not recollected. And so what can we do in our own lives? We can take examples from the saints, as always. There are different saints for different lessons. If we are able to, or perhaps we are called to, a greater silence and a greater recollection, we have the ability to eliminate noise from our life, then let us follow the example of a Saint Benedict or a Saint Gertrude. Who shut the world out, was as so many other men and women, even though it meant great sacrifice, they eliminated those distractions so that they could have that time to give to God. But what about if we don't have that opportunity? We have, by necessity, busy lives. We have to see to the well-being of our family. We have to work a job or maybe two jobs. There's a lot to get done, and that's a matter of fact. And there are other saints that give us a striking example of this. One of my favorite is Saint Teresa of Avila. She led a very interesting life because she did join a religious order, the Carmelites, who would normally have that cloister and that silence, that recollection. But God called her to reform the Carmelite order, and this necessitated that she travel extensively. She was always on the move, it seemed, from one convent to the next to make sure that all was as it should be. And so she had a very busy life. But she realized, and she even wrote about this, no matter how busy she was determined to have a sanctuary in her heart. And she talked about this eloquently, that it is possible, even with great responsibilities, to have that sense of recollection. Because all that she was doing was for God. She was able to keep her mind on the things of God. And she said that sometimes it was necessary with incredible stresses, things not going right, duties that seemed overwhelming. She had to retreat to that sanctuary. She had a tabernacle in her heart where she kept Jesus. She could go and talk to him for a few moments. And this is true of so many other saints. Saint Alphonsus wrote 111 books, was a bishop, the founder of a religious congregation. Absolutely incredible, the things that he accomplished. He was a busy man, but always recollected. As busy as he was, his mind was not full of that noise that the world forces upon us. And so that is the reflection that we might make of ourselves. Where can we eliminate noise? Where can we find silence, or perhaps make silence in our own lives? One suggestion I might make, just on a practical level, make time in the day, just 10 minutes perhaps, for meditation. This is another practice by religious orders and congregations. We begin our day with at least a half an hour of meditation. That is to just sit in the quiet and think about heavenly things. That's all. We can make 10 minutes in the day to do that. Perhaps have a book to give us some help, but make that time. Sit in silence. Think of God. Think of heaven. We have to also ask ourselves, where is the noise coming from in our life? And this, I'm sure, is an easy answer if you're going to be honest. For most, it's probably the cell phone that is in your pocket. It is technology. It's the news, politics, social media, games. Complete waste of time. Noise that we do not need. So, my dear friends in Christ, let us look at first the example of Christ. He spent 30 years of his life before his public ministry in the quiet life of Nazareth. In recollection. Look at our Blessed Mother. Very few are the words we see recorded in Scripture. Our Blessed Mother kept silent because she had much to ponder. We read this in the Gospel according to St. Luke. She kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. She had great reason to be recollected. Saint Joseph, we can say the same. Let us take the example of our Lord, our Blessed Mother, and all the saints. Ask their help in this noisy world. that we can shut out that distraction and that noise. We can have our mind on that one thing that truly matters. That is becoming a saint, saving our immortal souls. And one last thought, we must realize we want to hear the word of God. We're always praying to know God's will, are we not? It is only in silence that we are going to hear the voice of God. So let that be the case. Let us make this silence in our life. We might say with Samuel, as we read in sacred scripture, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.